This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Kennessee Crow II reports in the Times Union that citizens around the country mourn the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at rallies September 19th on courthouse steps around the country, including in Albany. Because of the Rosh Hashanah holiday, some communities scheduled their vigils for 7 p.m. September 20th, including Kingston, Woodstock, and Hudson. Governor Andrew Cuomo also lit some state landmarks in blue September 19th in tribute to Ginsburg. Cuomo included the Albany International Airport Gateway, the three Albany buildings, the Alfred E. Smith State Office Building, the H. Carl McCall SUNY Building, and the New York State Education Department Building. Quote, "As we mourn the loss of one of America's most prominent and inspiring jurists, New York State will take a moment to celebrate the extraordinary legacy of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her precedent-shattering contributions to gender equity, civil rights, and jurisprudence," unquote, Cuomo said. Quote, "In honor of Justice Ginsburg, I am directing landmarks throughout our state to be lit blue, the color of justice. New Yorkers from all walks of life should reflect on the life of Justice Ginsburg and remember all that she did for our nation as we view these beautifully lit monuments tonight," unquote. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro also released a statement after her death. Quote, "Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a remarkable soul, a force of nature, an inspiring woman, and a brilliant mind. Our nation owes her a debt of gratitude, and with strong beliefs, she made an effort to listen and care for those whom she disagreed. Her legacy is the life she led, and her memory will be a blessing. Rest in well-earned peace," unquote, Molinaro wrote. On Twitter, New York State Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wrote, quote, "The world has lost a giant, a brilliant jurist, a resolute champion for justice, and a trailblazer for women's rights. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has left a legacy that will echo through history," unquote. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman has been placed on a 30-day paid administrative leave by the Chatham Village Board, Mayor John Howe said September 19th. The action was taken in an emergency executive meeting held Friday, September 18th, after the village was served with a warrant by state police the day before for police department computer records, Howe said. He was careful to note that investigators confiscated only computers from the police department. The probe is being conducted by state police, the state comptroller's office, and the Columbia County District Attorney's Office, the mayor said. Quote, "Volkman's temporary paid leave is an administrative action while the investigation is taking place and should not be perceived as a disciplinary action," unquote, he said. The board will revisit Volkman's administrative leave in 30 days if necessary, Howe said. In a related Facebook post September 19th, Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson said he has accepted Volkman's resignation as police commissioner. Volkman was a Johnson appointee and has served as commissioner since January 2020. Volkman is best known for his work on the Chatham Cares for You program, which supports those addicted to opiates by providing them access to treatment centers without fear of being charged with a criminal offense. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Spectrum News is reporting that New York's plastic bag ban is back on track. The State Department of Environmental Protection has filed a letter with the state Supreme Court to require stores statewide to stop handing out plastic bags beginning October 19th. Although the ban went into effect March 1st, state regulators held off on enforcing the measure for the past few months. A lawsuit was almost immediately filed by plastic bag manufacturers and convenience store owners who said that banning plastic would be a huge blow to their businesses. Last month, the state Supreme Court upheld the bag prohibition. At the same time, it struck down an exception allowing thicker plastic bags. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And Sarah Trafton and Bill Williams are reporting for Columbia Green Media that the wooden frame of the Stewart's shop under construction on Bridge Street in Catskill collapsed September 18th, trapping a construction worker in the debris. First responders rescued the man, who sustained non-life-threatening injuries, Catskill Police Lieutenant Ronald Frasello said. The man was on a ladder at the time of the collapse and was struck by a couple of boards when they fell, Catskill Police Chief David Darling said. The unidentified Perez construction worker was taken by Town of Catskill Ambulance to Columbia Memorial Health in Hudson as a precaution, the chief said. The incident caused two-thirds of the wooden frame to fall in. Quote, "The trusses came down like dominoes," unquote, Village Code Enforcement Officer Michael Reggiani said. The cause of the accident is under investigation, Stewart's Shop spokesperson Erica Komorowski said. Reggiani said the collapse will put construction temporarily on hold. Komorowski estimates the delay would be at least 10 days. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.